Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
After several weeks of being stuck inside, thousands have flocked here to Bolivar Peninsula to make the most of their time while out.
Been in quarantine, and like I need to get out and party. Woo!
Go Topless Jeep Weekend.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, it can't get any better than that.
In full swing at beaches on Bolivar Peninsula. This event comes at a time where beaches across the state are reopening following the coronavirus pandemic. And beachgoers like Chelsea Collier are still taking precautions to stay safe.
Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germex. Totally.
And now, Mooney on News.
The Last Samurai centers around Tom Cruise, a Civil War veteran who goes to Japan and teaches the Emperor's troops how to fight.
Mr. Mooney?
No, another movie this I was offended by. Hollywood is crazy. The Last Samurai starring Tom Cruise?
Mm-hmm.
He's the Last Samurai?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break. Hollywood is crazy. First they had The Mexican with Brad Pitt, and now they've got The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise. Well, I've written the film. Maybe they'll produce my film. The Last on Earth, starring Tom Hanks. How about that?
Just watching him, I don't know how he's not going to be the number one pick. And I know DeAndre Ayton and Michael Porter, the kid from Missouri, are like kind of the consensus 1-2-3 with Bagley. But
and there's the Real Madrid point
guard.
Yeah,
Luka Doncic.
Doncic.
Yeah.
Doncic. Doncic.
Probably get rid of it.
No? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, I had to dump that.
You get particularly fired up this time of year with the NCAA tournament?
I mean, that's something that, you know, it goes on, and you know how it was when I played in it. So it was awesome. You know, it's something, you know, college kids that experience.
So some of the talented guys that you played with, I think you played with Steve Kerr and Sean Elliott. Do you still stay in contact with these guys?
Yeah, I talked to those guys, and they're doing great. You know, what they're doing, you know, they're doing great.
Well, it sounds like you're about as interested in this interview as we are, so we will let you go, and we thank you for your time today, Kenny. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, this is Luka Doncic from Dallas Mavericks. I never listened to Jake and Dan on the ticket.
Do you guys think we've talked enough about how hot Jeff Bannister's daughter is?
Just after noon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
Probably never in my life, save for like the first time you engage in love, I've never wanted to pause a moment and just live there forever. The nuts are so warm.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
They're not Mr. Asshat.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
That crosses the line.
Yeah. Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
Plano.
And now, your Hang Zone hosts. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
All right.
Give me one more.
All right.
A new Blake, all right.
Moment of silence for Paul Mooney.
Who's Paul Mooney?
Comedian.
Was he on the Chappelle Show?
He was.
Okay.
Prominently featured.
That was better than asking, is he black?
That was.
Right? Because
yeah.
That was what came to my head, and I said, I can't say that. That would be terrible, but it would indicate that I kind of know who he is.
Yeah.
How'd he die?
Heart attack.
Hmm. How old?
79.
Okay.
Yeah.
You make it to 79.
Isn't that in Junior's category of a good run? Do you ever hear them do that? They have a breakdown of...
He's right.
tragedy.
Don't you look at
too young.
Age dying, and if it's anywhere in the 60s, I have a bit of a problem with it.
Yeah. That's
below 60 is very, very bad. But it's weird because, you know, I go through this Today in History stuff every day. You know, died on this day and all this. I feel like people are, on average, living longer. It was not surprising to have a heart attack at 48 for, you know, ex-celebrity in 1970 or whatever. Because they, I mean, that was really old. I feel like that was old.
A lot of smoking.
A lot of smoking. A lot of butter. I don't know, whatever you just ate, whatever, right? I think we're getting better at living.
Yes.
Longer.
I think a big part of that, too, is whether you use mean or median, because, you know, a lot of women's used to die in the child birthing process. That would bring the old
average.
Well,
the children
down.
Would die, too, right? The,
yeah,
the
sure.
Baby's dying. Does that bring the whole average down?
No. About that drop.
Hey, sometimes there's misfires.
Sure.
It is warm in here, but I actually wanted to do this anyway. But it's warm. Warmer. Hasn't it been kind of chilly in here? We're now in the studio, if you haven't heard. We're back. We're out of the den. In fact, today is show 304 of Dan and Jake, of this experiment. Show 258. We had 258 in the den. We're holding at that. We're actually show 46 outside of the den. We did, when we left, it was 258 out of 301. 86% of our shows were done in the Dragon Den of Inequality, high atop my garage. We're now down to 85%. It took a few days.
Okay.
And we have 212 more shows to catch up. That's going to be over a year, correct?
I don't feel great about that.
You don't think we'll make it?
I'll take the under.
You won't? You don't think? That's just such a lack of confidence.
But you know my move, though, is if you don't...
You're a pessimist.
If you don't expect good things, it's harder to be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that way, too. You don't want to go into a movie with high anticipation, because then it's probably going to suck, even if it's kind of good.
Right.
If you think it's going to suck.
Although I'm pretty excited for F9.
Yeah.
I have a big, I want us all to go together.
I'm in. Is the Alamo open?
I think some of them are. I'm not sure if they're running.
Okay, well,
F9
I want to go to an
not,
Alamo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Show outing. It is warm, so I will support my Lakers as I take off my jacket, as Pete Delkus would say. I'm taking off my jacket. Wait, did I do that wrong? No, I'm taking it off. It's a jacket.
Right.
And yeah. Then it's not on.
Right.
Wait, I keep messing up the line.
The point is, Dan is going LeBron Zero Dark 30. Do you have to delete your social media accounts?
Not yet.
Stay off the gram. That's not for the play-in.
Right. Let's make sure we're actually in the final eight. And then, yeah, I will go silent. I will go dark.
He's got the black Lakers LeBron jersey to support his king.
And then if you're surprised because I'm wearing the same shirt tomorrow, don't be. I have two.
Do you really?
Of the exact same shirt. I can't remember why. I think somebody gave me one in California, but I had bought one earlier that day. And then I just went ahead and graciously accepted the gift, as I will do.
And I remember seeing you when we were at Staples Center attempting to go buy a jersey, and the sticker shock you were hit with as you sullenly walked out of the fan shop like, it ain't happening, dude.
Dude, the NBA jersey is...
At Staples? Yeah, you're paying a fair piece for that one.
We have a lot of buzz going on right now.
What, did Emily Jones text you or something?
No.
Okay.
Did she? Wait, let me check. the Luca interview.
Yeah.
We had Luca on the show yesterday.
We're newsmakers and breakers, baby.
And the buzz does continue. Just because nobody gets Luca on. We may have figured out why, but...
I think we knew why, but yeah.
But I put on the Soch, you may have seen it, that I am not... I did not enjoy that.
Concur.
I liked it. And I like, even looking back, I like that it happened. Maybe later in the week we'll have a chance to play the first time I ever talked to Dirk when he was 19 and see if he was, how his English was at the age of 19. And I'm not upset with Luca at all. It was very choppy. If you didn't hear it, it is out there. If you do check the Tickets Twitter account, you can find a copy of it. But it was 15 minutes. It was very short answers. It was, he was driving, clearly. but, yeah. You know, he did go hands, he didn't go hands-free, so that helped. And we got the liner at the end. And I know some have pointed out, boy, Jake was trying to get out of there and Dan was going to keep it going as long as he could. Yeah, that's true. Because
you're a pro.
Well, no, it's just because I was thinking in my head, if we get him again, it'll be in a year. Like, he just does not do interviews. We have scheduled a Mavs show, which means we did our show from their practice facility and had it scheduled on the books that right after practice, Luca would walk out. He would have to walk 5 feet away, sit down and do an interview with us. And he went out the back door and left. Like behind the media relations guy's back.
Yes.
So he just doesn't do interviews. He doesn't feel comfortable perhaps speaking in English. I've always thought when he does the Mavs Zoom postgame thing, I think he gives longer answers and he seems more comfortable speaking any other language when he speaks Spanish or his native language for sure.
I think that's very fair.
And I think he's worried about what he's going to say. I think sometimes things can get lost in translation. Trying to get him to do the never listen liner, he didn't want to do it because I think he thought that would be, he's doing something mean or negative. And
right.
Even when you asked him about his family being here, it felt like he was nervous to answer that. And I think a bit of it was lost in translation in that, you know, you're not asking about his family and to give family secrets, but I think he just kind of didn't understand it and then said, well, that's personal.
Yeah.
I don't blame him at all.
I don't at all either. And that is part of the deal when you do an interview like that is you're trying to get questions that you think, you know, that you think are interesting, but also you have to frame them and phrase them in a way that it's easily digestible for him.
Right. And I consciously thought of that. I had more questions written for him than I have written for anybody usually, because usually you can get a few things you want to get into, but then they usually will veer off somewhere and that's interesting and you want to listen to the answer and then you go somewhere else with the, your questioning. And it's,
a conversation,
a talk. Yeah. You're just, Willie Cauley Stein is a good example. I had no idea we would have gotten to the things that we got to, but, with Luca, the answers weren't, you know, expanded on a little bit and then there was nowhere else for us to go. If anything, I blame myself for just not, I don't know. I was going to sleep really thinking about it a lot. Just like, how could we have done it? Cause I don't want to go to sleep saying, pat ourselves on the back. Nothing we could have done better. We're the best.
Right.
I feel like maybe we could have, you know, tried a different line of questioning to get him a little more comfortable talking first. And I still don't exactly know what that is, but.
I think it would have been way different had he been sitting right in front of you guys.
Oh, I do, sure. Too.
That's,
and then we could play audio, we could play songs, we could, you know, yeah. If we were to play him some audio or some of his music and talk about it over the phone while he's driving with a blinker on in the background, it's...
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is...
Or if
part
you can't
of it
see
is,
your facial expressions, you know.
Part of it is all the stuff you've outlined. Language, he's worried about saying something where he feels like he's stepping in it. But I was actually talking to Bob about this morning. And this is not really how European athletes, they don't talk to the media like our athletes do here very much. You know, they don't even go into, sure, yeah, they don't even go into, they don't let media into the locker room. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we think is just, oh, that's what you do. They don't do that.
So Bob was giving you the lowdown on this?
Yeah, just because, you know, I wanted to reach out to him. He follows not just the games of European soccer, but he actually follows, you know, how the information works. And, you know, you've heard for years that European media, especially the British, they don't take it easy on anybody.
So they're coming at...
Whoa.
So they're coming at you hard with hard-hitting questions on purpose. They're
trying... Private life is not off-limits in any way.
Hello?
Bob Stern, please.
Hey now.
Hey! Bob!
Bob! Bob! Bob! Bob! Bob! Bob! Bob! Bob! Bob!
You're live on
Bob,
the ticket
Bob,
with what we understand is now called Jake and Dan.
That's right.
That's right.
I support that for sure.
So we were just talking about the Luca interview. We're all buzzing.
Yeah.
And Jake was indicating that you were saying you weren't surprised at all. You might have been more surprised, in fact, that he came on the show than as to how the interview went.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, first of all,
See, that's where, that's, if I had said that to Luca, he would have said, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And then it would be on to you to ask if he has U-verse or not. Bob said, yeah, absolutely, and then he's now going to expand on that a little bit to explain what he's saying. So, I'm sorry, Bob.
At the same time, I'm incapable of triple-doubles. Let's understand that, right?
Now, yes.
I can't do that.
But you can get up and down.
Once in a while. One more time today, and we would have been in the 70s, boys. Do you know what that means?
All right, let's talk about Luca and his your experience in viewing European players.
Well, I hesitate to say European players as much as humans. I think he's in an elite group of professional athletes that, frankly, have never had to play by the rules. And that means they've never had to be grateful that the media cares about them. And that's a very rare class. I compared it this morning to our bearded friend as Kyler Murray. Like, Kyler Murray may or may not have ever gone to class and may have ever read a book. But I do know whenever I heard him interviewed, I never thought, gosh, I would love to hear Kyler Murray interviewed more often. It's because things are on their terms. And so, yes, if you do get raised in Real Madrid's youth system, you are pretty much taught that the media is out to get us. And be wary of the media. Don't trust them. Don't tell them anything. And we promise you, as Real Madrid, we're never going to let those clowns anywhere in our locker rooms or in our facility. You may meet them on neutral territory at some point. But it's, you know, that's going to be kind of up to you. And so the European elite athlete, I don't want to say, I mean, Maxi Kleber is not like this, right? Or Kleba. He's, you know, Maxi is grateful for interview requests. I get the sense when he's on one of our shows that he's like kind of pumped that somebody wants to talk to him. And that's great on him, but he was not raised in that setting. The guys who are raised in that setting, the elite of the elite, again, Kyler Murray applies, Luka applies, and probably a very, very small class. But when they're young, I don't know, they just have no use for the media. And when they say they don't want to do it, their nurturing, you know, biospheres that they live in are all like, perfect. We don't want you to do it either because nothing good can happen from you talking publicly. So what happens, of course, is end up being bad at interviews, and partly because they aren't totally into being there in the first place, and partly because they don't have a lot of practice. You know, it's one big circle, right?
Yeah, it might even be like we always wanted to land Tiger, but it would have probably been a bad interview.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have wanted to say anything. Now, let's pretend Tiger is doing the interview in Spanish, and he has just learned that in the last 5 years. You know, how guarded would he be then?
And the other thing, too, is people will say Tiger's a good comp because people will say to me, well, don't you think he needs to get better at this for his brand? I'm like,
no.
Dude, he's already got a Jordan signature shoe. He's going to be on the cover of that 2K game you asked him about yesterday. He doesn't need anything.
He's got a great smile.
Brand.
He looks personable. He's fun on the court.
That matters way more to Nike and to Jordan than him talking to us. Way more.
Yeah, and interviews add value to people that could use added value. But if your value is maxed out, like, all it can do is hurt. Like, I assume, aside from a very, very memorable moment in ticket history that happened yesterday, one that will
will be in the running for high point moments of 2021 just because it was memorable. That's hard to do on our station, and you guys did that. But other than that, I think the only thing it accomplished is probably hurt his general perception in a small group that already had issues with him whining too much and, you know, maybe being entitled. Otherwise, you know, I don't think anyone out there thought that Miro Heiskanen or Luka Doncic or Sergei Zubov or some of these foreign athletes were going to be super compelling and make you wonder about time travel or whatever their, you know, Bigfoot's existence or whatever they wanted to talk to us about. You know, that's not really the thing. But, you know, in the general sense of things, I hung around all day waiting for him to show up on your show. And I was delighted to hear his voice. It was clearly him. It wasn't the sweaty Jen Olsen guy imitating him. And it was, a slice of what he really is to people he doesn't know. Now, I'm positive when him and Bobby are shooting it over dinner somewhere, I'm positive he's totally different and at ease and probably super compelling. But that's never going to happen if he's doing one radio interview every 3 years. And honestly, does it even matter? Probably not, right?
Yeah, probably not. We got the liner, you know?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Honestly, that was probably the best part of the interview for me, is I was kind of wondering what Jake in particular might do if he just shut you guys down completely on the liner, because I thought that might go that direction initially. It sounded a little like Travis Frederick. and then what happens, you know, if he just says, I'm out of here? Like the Emmett Smith dismount. Didn't Emmett do that too?
Yeah, Emmett just said to you guys, hey, how about this? Peace.
Yeah.
But not only did Luka not do that, he put me in front of Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was great. I thought that, you know what? He didn't say a lot, but what he did say was really revealing.
Yeah, totally agree.
For sure.
And I could tell what he was trying to say there.
Yeah.
About,
he's part of the new guard. He's
the basketball acumen and the beard and just so much was revealed there.
Totally.
He knows who the Luka of the ticket is.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
basically what he's saying.
Maybe with the whining part.
All right, man.
Awesome.
Can we exterminate you? You shouldn't ask that, right? You should just
just do it.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, we forgot the liner. Damn, Bob's never given us a liner.
Another day.
All right. Well, we're done talking Luka for now, I think. But I see on our run sheet up next, well, let me just detail this, too. I want you to tune in to the 1255 segment.
Okay.
Because that's our tribute to Dale Hansen with a very, very special guest. And he will be broadcasting. He will be joining us from a bunker.
Hmm.
So try to figure out who that is. Our tribute to Dale Hansen is coming up in just a little bit. But first, we like to say nobody talks more Mavericks than the Hang Zone. We shall prove that to you again next.